This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lawrence Wilson, LawrenceWilso, and date of birth 03/21/1941, date of appointment 10/13/2025, requesting physician Arun Mozhi Dominic, ARUNMOZHIDOMINICMD. Dear Dr. Dominic, I have the pleasure of seeing Lawrence Wilson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 84-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man. For the last 6 months, he's having a spell and passing out. Usually when he's standing up, he feels dizzy and passed out. No shaking of the hands. He becomes diaphoretic. One time airlifted to Albany Medical Center where workup was negative. His color changes during the episode. He becomes gray. He's out about half hour to 1 hour. No postictal confusion. One time became incontinent, no tongue biting, balance is not good. He has a trouble in walking, uses walker for ambulation, going to get the CT of the head and see spine. He used to use antipsychotic medication. He has a shaking of the hand for which he is using Ingrezza. Past medical history, malfunction of the Foley's catheter, syncope, history of UTI, basal cell, cancer of the face, chronic kidney disease, generalized anxiety, tardive dyskinesia, anemia, right bundle branch block, allergy to lisinopril, and contrast dye medication. Alprazolam, amlodipine, bupropion, cefalexin, cholecalciferol, ciprofloxacin, fluoxetine, lactulose, rizuvastatin, valbenazine, Ingrezza. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is retired. He is married, live with his wife, have two children. Family history, mother disease with dementia, father disease with heart problem, one sister disease. Hemophilia and dementia. Please remove hemophilia and write pneumonia. One brother disease with cancer. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo. lightheadedness, blackout spell, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next couple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is rigidity and resting tremor present. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflex is 2 or 4. In the upper extremity or lower extremity 0 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Patient came into the office with wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 84-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, vasovagal syncope. Number 2, rule out seizure. Number 3, Parkinson's disease. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Number 5, tardive dyskinesia. Number 6, depression. Number 7, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities, EEG, and blood test, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. Patient has a Parkinsonian feature. I offered the medication like cinnamide, but patient refused it by saying that he is already taking Ingrezza, which is helping. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you, Ken, for asking me to see this patient.